Visit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
All right, children. Before the bell rings, I have an announcement I want to make. Commencing tomorrow, school bus service will be extended to all school areas. Well, in other words, those of you who have been walking to school may now ride the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Yes, Whitey.
Can I sit in front of the bus? I get car sick of back of stuff.
Well, I think that can be arranged, Whitey.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Are there any other questions?
Go ahead.
Yes, Larry?
Will the bus pick you up no matter where you live?
Oh, that's right, Larry.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Now, a list of the...
Even if you lived in Chicago?
Larry, if you lived in Chicago, you wouldn't go to this school, and I don't think that's a very intelligent question.
Well, gee, I just wanted to know in case I ever moved to Chicago.
Larry, sit down.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Now, a copy of the behavior rules on the bus has been sent home to your parents through the mail. I want you all to memorize it, because if you don't follow it, you're not going to be allowed to ride the bus. Yes, Judy?
Do you want me to write down the names of the ones who misbehave?
Judy, I think Mr. Crawford, the bus driver, can take care of that.
Yes, Miss Landers. Class dismissed.
I'll bet you just said you'd get car sick to get a good seat. I'll bet you don't really get car sick. You just wait and see if I don't get car sick.
Just telling her, Whitey.
Did you open all the mail?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you open this one?
Well, that's from Beaver School, and I just thought I'd leave that for you.
Why?
Well, everything's gone wrong today, and I just didn't think I could take any more bad news.
Dear, it's not necessarily bad news. With the beginning of the school year, it could be a carnival or a tree planting festival or... Dear parent or guardian.
Knew it was bad news.
Beginning Tuesday, that's tomorrow, Grant Avenue School is extending its school bus service to your area. Your child should be ready and waiting at the curb no later than 8:15. Enclosed is a copy of rules of behavior on the bus. We assure you and your child will cooperate in helping us maintain the proper standards of discipline.
Boy, that's wonderful. Well, we won't have to worry about him fooling around the way to school anymore.
No, I suppose not. Oh, well, I always thought of walking to school as one of childhood's most cherished memories. Well, I suppose it has to be swept away along with corduroy knickers and the felt beanie.
Corduroy knickers?
Well, sure, don't you remember, dear? When you walked, they whistled.
I went to a girl's school.
Well, I better take these rules up to Beaver so he can look them over after supper tonight.
He'll probably be as excited about riding the bus as you were with your whistling knickers.
Students will be ready and waiting each morning at the appointed time. The bus will not move from the curb until the students are seated.
How come, Wally?
They've got to stay long against standing.
Students will keep head and arms inside the bus and will not converse with occupants of passing vehicles.
What does that mean, Wally?
That means no hollering out the windows.
Oh. Only lunches and school books may be carried on the bus.
Gee, what if like last year when Miss Landers asked us to bring a potato to go in class?
Well, you could probably get permission to bring a potato. They just don't want you carrying junk that'll make a mess or smell up the bus.
Gee, how can the driver know what you're doing if he's driving?
He's got a big mirror up in front so he can watch you, and a microphone to holler at you through.
Boy, I'm not going to do any messing around on the bus. There's no use getting in trouble before I even get to school. Hey, Wally, you never went to school on a bus, did you?
No, but our team's always going to track meets and baseball games on buses.
Do you gotta keep quiet on those?
Well, on the way home, if your team won, you're allowed to holler.
Where's the Beaver?
Oh, he's waiting out in the curb for the bus.
Was it time?
No, but he didn't want to miss it the first morning.
Boy, he sure is getting a big charge out of it. He memorized the horse and around rules and everything.
Wally, would you go out and ask your brother if he wants butter or mayonnaise on his sandwiches?
Sure, Ma. Hey, Beaver!
What is it, Wally?
Mom wants to know if you want butter or mayonnaise on your sandwiches.
Tell her both!
She wants both, Mom.
I heard.
Oh, there's the school bus, and I don't have his lunch ready.
Well, I better go tell him his sandwiches are being mayonnaise.
Here, Wally, you take this out. It's going to have to do without mayonnaise.
Okay, Mom.
There.
Mom, it's just a garbage truck.
No mayonnaise.
Oh, here it comes now. Right on time, too.
Now, Beaver, you behave yourself.
Gee, Mom, don't make a big fuss. You'd think I never rode on a school bus before.
What, Beav, you haven't.
Sure, but I don't want everybody to know it.
Hi, Beav.
Hi.
I saved you a seat, Beaver.
Bye, son.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Beaver.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Wally.
Where do you think you're going, Beaver?
To Europe? Bye. Bye. Ward, you don't think he was embarrassed, do you, all of us being out here?
Well, I don't know.
Of course he was, Mom. Well, like that first day when I went to high school. You went and drove me over, and then you played that dirty trick on me.
What dirty trick?
You know, you went inside and introduced yourself to my teacher.
Why, June, how could you do a thing like that?
I was only being polite.
Why, dear, a display of manners like that could have blighted the boy's whole school career. Hi, dear.
Hi.
What's this?
A letter from Beaver School. And this time I took your advice and opened it.
Oh.
Bad news.
Dear parent or guardian, we regret to inform you that your son Theodore has been suspended from riding the school bus for a period of 1 week. Reason, conduct not up to fourth grade behavior pattern. Well, good heavens, what did he do?
When he came home from school, I asked him and he broke out crying.
Conduct not up to fourth grade behavior pattern. We could have done anything.
Now, what are the other mothers in the neighborhood going to think of our boys, the only one not allowed to ride the bus?
Well, dear, they don't have to know. We could smuggle him to school in the car.
Dear, I want you to find out what happened. He's always behaved himself before.
Well, of course we're going to find out what happened, but why couldn't they just come out and say what he did? In my day, if you broke a window, they sent a note home saying you broke a window. They didn't imply you were some kind of psychopath.
You just better go up and get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I suppose I should. Beaver?
You want me, Dad?
Yes, Beaver. This note came from school today.
I was just going downstairs, Dad.
Fine.
I'll see you, Beav.
See you, Wally.
Well, Beaver, you've been riding the school bus for 5 days now.
Four.
All right, four. Sit down. And now you've been suspended for conduct not up to fourth grade behavior pattern. What did you do?
I hit a kid on the head.
Oh, Beaver, that was a terrible thing to do.
No, it's not. It was Charles Fredericks.
Well, why would you suddenly hit Charles Fredericks on the head?
Because he suddenly hit me on the head first.
Well, anyway, both you and Charles Fredericks are now off the school bus for a week.
No, sir. just me.
Well, if Charles Frederick started it, why isn't he off the bus, too?
Well, the driver didn't catch Charles, and Charles is the kind of kid that can hit you on the head and look like he didn't hit someone on the head.
Oh.
But when I hit someone on the head, right away, everybody knows it.
Do you know why your brother was suspended from the bus?
Well, kinda.
Well, would you mind telling me?
Well, gee, Mom, why should I be a stool pigeon? Dad's upstairs shaking it out of him.
Wally.
Well, okay. Beaver hit a kid on the head.
Well, that's terrible.
Well, gee, Mom, when you went to school, didn't kids hit other kids on the head?
We were ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, you must have gone to school a long time ago.
Well, I think I got to the bottom of it.
I was just going in the living room, Dad. Boy, there sure are a lot of places you can go to in this house.
Beaver hit a boy on the head.
Yeah, I know. Charles Fredericks. Charles started it, but he didn't get caught.
Well, then it wasn't Beaver's fault.
Well, no, not entirely, but he still shouldn't have been fighting on the school bus. Do that boy good to walk to school for a week.
It's too far. You're going to have to drive him on the way to the office.
Oh, fine. That's the way it goes nowadays. The child does something wrong and they punish the parent.
That's true, dear, but what can we do?
I don't know. I'm sure going to try to find some way over the weekend to get Beaver back on that school bus.
Dear, why do other children get away with things, but ours always get caught?
Well, I think it's because when ours do something wrong, they look as though they'd done something wrong. At least that's Beaver's explanation.
Hey, is that the water running in the bathtub?
Yeah, I'm going to take a bath.
Well, how come? They haven't told you to take a bath yet.
Yeah, but it'll be better when they tell me to take a bath, if I can say I already took one.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to go up and talk to Beaver. I decided he ought to write a letter of apology to that bus driver.
Do you think that'll get him back on the bus?
No, I don't know whether it will or not, but I think it's something he ought to do. You know, it's pretty rough driving a bus full of school kids every day without having the kids hit each other over the head.
All right. Dear, while you're up there, would you tell the Beaver to take a bath?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Wally, where's the soap?
I don't know. Maybe you better ask Mom.
No, I think I'll just take a bath without soap.
Beaver?
Hi, Dad. I'm taking a bath.
Well, that's fine. But first, I want you to write a note to the bus driver telling him how sorry you are for your part in the trouble.
A note? Me?
Yes. Even though Charles Frederick started it, you were wrong to fight on the bus.
Well, sure, Beav. You should have waited until you got off the bus to slug him.
Never mind, Wally.
Gee, Dad, couldn't I just tell Mr. Crawford I'm sorry when he lets me back on the bus?
No, Beaver. I think a letter would be much better, and I want you to get started on it tonight.
Now?
Right now.
But, gee, Dad, the bathtub's full. Oh, and I don't want to let all that clean water go to waste.
Wally can take a bath.
Boy, Beaver, now look what you did. Now I got to take a bath, and I didn't do anything.
Mr. Crawford, I am sorry that I hit Charles on the bus on the head. I should not have done that. Yours truly, Theodore.
Beaver, you're in big trouble. You got to apologize harder than that.
How?
Well, you could at least start it off with dear Mr. Crawford.
Isn't that kind of mushy, calling a bus driver dear?
No, it doesn't mean you like him or anything. It's just the way people have a start in letters. Even if you were going to sue a guy for $1 million, you'd start it off with dear.
Okay. Dear Mr. Crawford, I am sorry that I hit Charles on the bus on the head. I should not have done that. Yours truly, Theodore.
No. You gotta write it better than that, Beav. Well, like we had in history when Queen Elizabeth was gonna chop this general's head off. The general wrote her a whole big long letter. When she read it, she sat down and cried.
Gee, I don't want to make Mr. Crawford cry.
Let me fix it up for you.
Thank you. General Guy.
The Queen chopped his head off.
What's that?
That's Beaver's letter of apology to the bus driver.
Oh, let's hear it.
My dear Mr. Crawford, I am writing this letter to you because I am sorry I hit Charles Fredericks on the head. You are such a good bus driver that anyone who would make trouble on your nice bus is very bad and won't do it again. If I ever get to ride on your nice bus again, I will just sit there and do nothing. Your friend, Theodore Cleaver.
Oh, well, that's cute. You know, that's a very nice letter.
Sure it is. I suspect that Wally had something to do with it, but I think Mr. Crawford will get the idea.
Come on, I'm going, Dad.
Come on, Pat.
Morning.
Did you read my apology letter yet, Dad?
Yes, I did.
If it's no good, Wally helped me write it.
Well, thanks a lot, Beef.
No, Beaver, it was very good.
Sure is, Beef. Matter of fact, I'd like you to take it over to Mr. Crawford today. Do you know where he lives?
No. But Larry knows where he lives. I kind of used to give Larry's sister guitar lessons.
Oh. Well, suppose you go and call Larry and get his address.
Sure, Dad.
Then come back and get your breakfast.
Okay, Mom.
Wally, how many pancakes can you eat?
I don't know. Just give me 8 or 9, please, and then I'll let you know.
I guess you helped Beaver a little with his letter, huh?
Well, a couple words here and there.
Did one of the words happen to be trouble? I notice it's spelled with 2 B's.
Yeah, well, I kind of spelled it that way on purpose, so it'd make it look like it came from a kid.
You do know how to spell trouble, don't you?
Well, sure, Dad. Just yank out a B.
Ward? Ward?
Yeah?
Mr. Crawford just called, and guess what?
He wants to give our boys guitar lessons.
No, he read Beaver's note, and he says starting Monday morning, Beaver can start riding the bus again.
Well, I guess matters pay off. Even if you do spell trouble with 2 B's. Did you tell Beaver the good news yet?
No, he's out. He went over to watch Larry get his hair cut.
Well, what's so interesting about that?
Larry's mother cuts it. Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Judy Hensler's here.
Tell her to beat it.
Theodore, you come down here. You know the Beaver.
Yes, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Judy.
May I sit Beaver alone, Mrs. Cleaver? Yes, I suppose so. Why don't you children go in the living room?
Thank you, Miss Cleaver.
Beaver, your new home is just lovely.
Yeah. Since when do you begin to like stuff?
You live closer to me now, Beaver.
I live close to Larry, too.
Beaver, you're a friend of mine, aren't you?
No.
Well, we're in the same class together.
All right, we're in the same class together.
Well, I get suspended from the school bus today.
Tough.
Well, Beaver, you got thrown off the school bus, and you got back on again. And I just thought you could tell me how you did it.
Why should I?
On account if my father and mother find out, they'll kill me. They think I never do anything wrong.
It's not that bad with me. My parents expect me to mess stuff up once in a while.
I can't tell my father I got thrown off.
You won't have to tell him. They'll leave a note and tell him for you.
Beaver, how did you get back on the school bus?
Well, I wrote a note.
What kind of a note?
An apology note. My brother helped me write it up. I still got a messy copy. Well, I guess I could let you have it.
Oh, thank you, Beaver.
But you better change your name on the bottom. Better change the words around, too.
I'll never forget this, Beaver. You're the nicest boy I ever knew.
Judy Hensler, if you start getting mushy with me, I'll sock you right in the stomach.
Beaver?
Hey, Beav, did you really give that creepy Judy your bus letter?
Sure, I gave it to her.
Well, what'd you go and do that for?
I won't need it. I'm not going to get any more bus trouble.
Well, yeah, but Judy Hensler, she's not going to appreciate it. In a week, she'll have forgotten all about him, be giving you the business again in school.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, if you know it, then how come you gave it to her?
Well, it won't be like it used to be, because all the time she's doing mean stuff to me, I'll know I once did something nice for her.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good night, Bean.
Good night, Wally.
Well, hello there, Beaver.
Hi, Mom.
Well, how was everything on the bus today?
Fine. Except, I think Wally's going to get thrown off the bus next.
Why, Beaver, what'd he do?
Nothing. Just looks like he's gonna do something.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.